Welcome to another episode of This Open House. I'm your host, David Guthrie.
And I'm Rebecca Guthrie.
And we are with the Hacienda Group of Long Realty Company. And I have the pleasure every single day of the week of working with my favorite person, my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We have a great time.
We do.
We have a blast. I am just so happy to be in this industry, be in this time, and to be working together with the clients that we have. It is just a great life here. But before we get into our guest, I want to talk about our market.
Yep. Every week we do a market update.
Do a little market update. And so today we're going to be looking in the greater Tucson area. This is a report that we at Long Realty release every single month, and we can really dial down areas. So if you guys would like this to be sent into your email, just go ahead and shoot an email to info@thisopenhouseshow.com. We'll make sure to get you on our list there. But, you know, in August 2020, our active inventory in Tucson was only 1,614.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was a 43% decrease from August of 2019. So when we say supply is low, the inventory is tight, we really, really mean it.
And it also answers the question I've been seeing a lot on social media about why do people keep calling asking if I want to sell my house? Well, statistically, we know people are going to move between every 5 and 7 years. So if you've been in your house longer than 5 years, there's a possibility that somebody's going to decide that they're going to try to reach out and see if you want to move just because inventory is so low.
Yeah, it is a great time to sell. And really, it's true all the way up to, you know, it just becomes a balanced market, you know, meaning buyer and seller kind of have a balanced, even playing field at $1 million and over. We only have 1 month of inventory.
And what
right
that
now.
Means is that if nothing else came on the market, that it would take us a month to sell all of the houses that are currently active.
We just burn through that. But that's taking, you know, an average of everything put together. When we dial in to luxury, okay, 800,000 plus, it's a little bit of a different story. We've seen a 15% decrease. There's only 205 homes in our market that fit this criteria, 37 closings. So you can see it's a different market there. And what we're looking at is about 5 months of inventory in that market. So if you're a buyer, you're looking to spend some money, that is the place to do it. And, you know, Long Realty, we have 49.6% of the luxury market share here in this area. It's insane. It is crazy.
That's our brief market update. If you've got any questions or you'd like to get a copy of that report, you can send an email to info@thisopenhouseshow.com.
Absolutely. So we are joined today by Heather Chumbler Rich from 210 Home Warranty. And we're going to patch you through. Heather, can you hear me?
I am here.
Hi, Heather. Thanks. You so much for joining us this morning.
Now, before we talk...
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, no, happy to have you on. Now, you and I go way back.
Yeah.
Quite a bit, like years and years. I mean, I think when I started back in 05, you were one of the first faces that I remember, you know, around our office there. You were just always working hard, always helping our clients and everything that you do. But first, you know, you have some pretty deep real estate roots. I think your dad's a pretty big real estate icon here in town.
He is. Yeah. He's got the Emeritus Award, if I'm saying that correct. Yeah, I'm very, very honored to be down a long line of real estate. My grandfather started a real estate company in 1952, and my father carried after my grandfather passed away and has been running the company for over 54 years.
It's amazing.
So it's been pretty interesting to see where we went from the contracts to where we are now. I used to work on Saturdays in the office and answer the phones, and I used to have to change out the listings in the big binder because they used to, you know, we didn't have the electronic advances now. So my job was to move the paper and to try and do a comparative market analysis would take me 4 hours to do that for my dad. So it's been fun to see how everything has changed. So,
absolutely. And the more it changes, the more it stays the same. I mean, relationships really are what drives this industry, not just between clients and the professionals that they choose, but, you know, among cooperation with other professionals and other people in this industry and different aspects of that. And, you know, Heather, you're a real key part of of our industry with respect to home warranty. And why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, what do you do specifically for 2-10?
So I have been with the company for 9.5 years, and I am, my title is a senior account executive. And so ultimately, I'm responsible for the Southern Arizona territory. My job is to create relationships with real estate agents and to help them and their homeowners, their sellers and buyers in the transaction. What I love about my job is that I can help to protect the sellers and buyers' pocketbook from unexpected expenses. Mm. Sometimes when people hear the words home warranty, when I tell them what do I do for a living, I tell them I work in home warranty, and they either love me or they may not enjoy me as much when I say the company, because there's a lot of misconceptions about home warranty and a lot of just clarification across the board. You know, every home warranty company has different terms and conditions, and we have different plans. So if homeowners aren't looking at specifically what's eligible for coverage in the fine print, then, you know, there could be some frustration of not knowing the correct expectations in the future. But ultimately, what home warranties are, it's better to have one than to not, unless what I find that people don't need home warranties for would be either if they have plenty of money and they don't have to worry about any unexpected expenses, or maybe in the past that they've got burned by some home warranty company where they had a they thought it was going to go a certain way and the terms and conditions said it went a different way. Or, you know, there's a lot of human aspect to it too. I tell people whenever I talk to them, it's not always going to go perfect, but you've got me locally to be able to help you so that I can help to guide. So to answer your question, David, my role is to facilitate to help as a partner in the closings for sellers and buyers, and to protect their pocketbook. Home warranty companies typically have coverage for air conditioning, heating, electrical, plumbing, garage door openers, appliances, also the washer, dryer, refrigerator included in that, usually with appliances. So we're in some very interesting times right now with the whole COVID thing. I know that my company, 2 months ago, we had over 14,000 more claims than what we've ever had in a 40-year history, because we have all these people at home. They are flushing their toilets more. They are blasting their air conditioning. They have more family members using the appliances, therefore overloading the electrical. And we're just seeing this where we weren't expecting what we're seeing now. And then, of course, delays across the board, parts and labor, manufacturers. It's been a very interesting time this year.
Well, I think it's been interesting times for everybody across the board. But I do think you bring up an interesting point about the fact that we're using our homes significantly more than we have in the past. And that just wear and tear matters.
Right. So, I was on a group text with some buddies of mine who are trying to figure out, you know, how can I have 5 Zoom meetings going at the same time while I'm working from home? And, you know, talk about system overload. They are really having it. One of the misconceptions that I think people have with respects to this product is they tend to confuse it with insurance. There's a lot of similar verbiage between, you know, home insurance and a home warranty. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, we work in conjunction with home insurance. So what they don't cover, we cover. So home insurance is property damage. And what we cover is the internal mechanical systems and appliances of the home, the daily functionings of the home. Right. So a lot of people, you know, they kind of get a little bit confused about the differences. I have a great tool that's very helpful to be able to describe to what I think is a really great tool for new home buyers. It talks about the difference of home insurance, home warranty, and then also new construction. Because our company, 2-10 Home Buyers Warranty, started over 40 years ago in the new home construction structural warranty, where we provide a structural coverage. We had about 14 properties in New Mexico that were just sinking through the earth. And fortunately, that builder had the 210 structural. We just sent a check out to every one of those homeowners, and they were happy and good to go. So there's those three very important aspects of having home insurance, home warranty, and then if you have a new home build, you want to talk to that builder, making sure that they're going to be providing a 10-year structural for that property.
So I have a question. If we have to use our home warranty, I mean, nobody really ever wants to have to use a home warranty, but let's say that the air conditioning needs to be looked at because it's not working. Are the people that coming, are the people who are coming out people, are they your, is there, are they 210s people, like an air conditioning tech, or do they use a local company, or?
To clarify, is this tech 210 or the subcontractors that,
yeah. Exactly.
It is subcontractors. So we, you know, we don't have a network that works directly under the umbrella, of 210 home buyers warranty. Instead, what we have is we have a network of over 10,000 contractors nationwide with our company. And so we have a specific department that their job all day long is to look at the background checks. They also vet the companies to make sure that they are honest, ethical, they have a good rapport so that we can bring them on board. So, you know, sometimes it can be frustrating because the homeowners may think that they are 210, but they're actually not 210 because we simply just dispatch out that company.
Got it.
We like to have companies that, you know, if they want to work with home warranty, what happens is they don't make as much money as they normally would on a retail transaction. But what happens is that home warranty offsets their marketing costs so that they have a constant flow of business that they can be in front of. But as a company with 210 home buyers warranty, we actually survey every one of our homeowners, and we really take that to heart because we're only as good as the service providers that are in front of our homeowners.
Right.
And so we want to make sure that we're constantly being on track. If I ever get any kind of feedback from the field, of course, I always submit it up to the special department that I'm supposed to so we can launch internal investigations. It's just the right thing to do.
Got
it. So it's a whole other entity within the home warranty umbrella that it's a very important piece to our business.
Very cool. Well, we are going to head into a break, but we have some more questions for Heather. We're going to have her stay on the line. If you want to call in because you have any questions about home warranties, the number is 790-2040, and we will catch you on the other side of the break.
Are you interested in the real estate market? What does low inventory actually mean? Funny, real-life real estate stories and things you should never do if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Join me, David Guthrie, and my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We are full-time real estate agents with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company for this open house on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, where we will discuss all this and more. That's this open house on Saturdays at 11 on 1030 The Voice.
This is where Arizona gets its clean air and water. Special places rich with native plants and wildlife. Beautiful settings to experience the outdoors. Quiet places to clear your mind and connect with nature. Or just enjoy a spectacular view. Arizona's national parks, forests, wildlife refuges, wilderness areas, and more. These are our public lands. Learn more at wilderness.org/Arizona.
Welcome back, David Guthrie, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company, and you're at this open house. We're with Heather Chumler-Rich with 210 Home Warranty. You know, Heather, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about was air conditioning systems. You know, here in Arizona, our air conditionings really take a huge beating. And these are constantly evolving creatures with, you know, it seems like they're releasing a new refrigerant every time I turn the corner. And these units can get very, very expensive. One of the things I wanted to chat with you about is the certification of air conditioning systems, why that's important, and how can we avoid some of the pitfalls with clients when they have a home warranty and their air conditioning breaks, you know, a week after closing.
Sure. And if I may just kind of touch on that alternative, can I talk on that real fast too?
Absolutely.
The alternative refrigerants. Okay.
Yeah.
So in January of 2020, we, or I guess we'll just say the Environmental Protection Agency, they've had a real hand in wanting to protect our ozone layer. So Freon or R22, which is the coolant for our air conditioning systems, is not being manufactured any longer. This is something that is definitely going to affect every homeowner who has an R22 system at some point or another. The good news is that we still have quite a bit of surplus, hundreds and thousands of drums available of R22 still, and I believe it's about 30 pounds per drum. So we still have quite a bit for the world to continue to use. And when we do exhaust those reserves and we're going into alternative refrigerants, that would mean that HVAC systems would need to have some compatible components changed so that we can put in a brand new alternative refrigerant. So there are ways to get around this so that a HVAC system can function properly again with a new alternative. So yes, there's about 10 different alternative refrigerants, and not to worry. Don't be scared by any company by saying you've got to go out and buy a brand new system because R22 is not available any longer. That's not true, because we are always going to have alternative refrigerants. So that's just a piece that comes up on a regular basis. And with that, David, just like what you said, we want to have good functioning HVAC systems.
Right.
So it's important when in a real estate transaction, of course, to have a home inspection, but also to specifically have an HVAC provider coming in to check to make sure that the EVAP coil is in good condition, looking at the heat exchanger, the fan blower, the internal things that maybe a home inspector cannot look at if they're not a licensed HVAC provider. So it's very important to have an HVAC provider come forward, put their eyes and hands on it, and that just shows a good seal of approval. Yep, this is the current condition, because home warranty companies don't cover anything of existing issues that can be determined either through a mechanical test or a visual inspection. So that's why we want to verify and have an amazing real estate agent such as yourself to be able to do these walk side along a seller or buyer to ensure that the system is going to be working proper for a future buyer. So with that, my company personally has a optional HVAC certification. It's not required. If you think about like a roof inspection or a termite inspection, it's just like those things, but it's an HVAC inspection where we send out our service provider to just do a 59-point inspection, making sure that it's in good and safe working order, and for our company to put our 100% guarantee on it that if there is a failure after closing, 210 Home Buyer's Warranty will be covering that for the new buyer. So it's just a peace of mind tool to be able to help the seller to secure that closing, also to help the buyer to give them peace of mind going into the future for their air conditioning.
Right.
Because as you said, it's very expensive. Average cost can be north of $50, $100, and so, you know, homeowners don't want that extra
absolutely
expense.
And the key word is pre-existing conditions. You know, when this mm-hmm. when this warranty takes an effect, most homeowners, they're either putting it on after the fact or, you know, a buyer gets it at closing. Not all sellers have coverage from the same home warranty company at the time that they're listing the home and selling it. And so if there are issues prior, okay, then the tech comes out, and we've seen this go both ways. Air conditioning breaks, tech comes out, 210 replaces an evaporator coil, and it's, you know, $3,500 worth of work, and the buyer or seller is thrilled. We've had that happen. We've had it happen on the flip side where, you know, we've seen, okay, there's tons of rust in this evaporator coil. It's clearly, this has been a problem for years. But a certification, that's going to stamp in time, this unit is working, it meets the standards, mm-hmm. and then if something happens after closing, the buyer can have assurance there's not going to be yeah. any problems getting this through. How much is that certification?
The price is $85 for the main unit and $35 for each additional. And I have to really commend you, David, for as many times as you have communicated that to your sellers or buyers to let them know there's that option out there to be able to help secure this deal, because there has been some controversy on my company having this program, because we just wanted to be able to give a guarantee of coverage. Most times people don't realize that in every single home warranty company, we all say the same verbiage that says we will not provide any coverage if there is a pre-existing condition that can be determined either through mechanical test or visual inspection. And it's those key words right there that is what launched us into wanting to create this optional, not required, but an optional HVAC certification program to be able to really hold that deal together for all the parties involved.
Not a bad practice. What are some of the best ways to get the most out of the home warranties that currently are being put together? I know there's like a rekey that you guys do right after closing. A few other, is there any other tips that you have for that brand new homeowner? They just got this, they have a big file and they're going to forget about it as soon as they get keys because they're moving in.
Thank you for that. And if I may just touch on seller first, anytime that there is going to be a buyer plan that's going to be purchased at closing, there is free seller coverage that's available for electrical, heating, plumbing, and appliances, which would benefit the seller during the time the property is on the market. And the seller can also have the opportunity of protecting their air conditioning by getting $1,500 worth of air conditioning coverage during the time the property is on the market for an extra $50 that's paid at closing. So it's a really wonderful tool to be able to get with 2-10 home buyers warranty. We have over or close to $21,000 worth of coverage for the seller during the time the property is on the market. So I really commend you also for using that, David, because I know you are really big about the seller coverage. You just want to be able to protect all parties.
Absolutely.
A lot of agents don't know about the seller coverage. And so that's why I like to have these conversations on a regular basis so that I can help hold their deal together. We can pay more claims because we have a history of coverage in our system that will benefit the buyers later. So now, switching gears over to the buyer side, there is a wonderful exclusive tool, built-in closing gift for you within 2-10 Home Buyers Warranty. It's called Happy Home Lock and Hardware, where our homeowners can go out, they can hire a locksmith, get copies of their keys made, or they can even buy new hardware. If they don't like the gold that's on their front door, they can go out and buy brass or nickel hardware. And as long as they submit in their receipt to our company within 45 days, and we'll give them a check back dollar for dollar up to $100. So currently right now, our plan price is $550, and we're giving back $100 right off the top. So it's a pretty wonderful tool to be able to provide for the realtors, for their clients, and then, of course, for the buyers to take care of that or to take advantage of that.
That sounds awesome. Well, Heather, we really appreciate that you were coming in. Obviously, you can get a home warranty when you're listing or selling through your agent. But Heather, if people want to put a home warranty on their house as a result of this, how can they get a hold of you?
Thank you. Yeah, my phone number is the best way. It's 520-444-2600. If they wanted to email me, they are welcome to do that. It's H, C as in Charlie, H-U, M as in Mary, B as in boy, L-E-R, and then the word rich. And then it's the @2-10.com.
Perfect.
So, that's the best way.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it, and we hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you for the opportunity to the both of you. Really appreciate it.
Of course. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So that's another option that you have in your toolbox. One of the things that David and I really wanted to do as we were creating this open house show was that we wanted to give potential buyers, potential sellers, and current homeowners opportunities to know lots of things about lots of things in the real estate related world. And that's also what David and I want to be. We want to be a useful resource,
a safe resource
for if you have real estate needs, real estate questions, even if you don't want to buy or sell a house right now, if you just need somebody, like we talked about last week, for termites, or you're thinking maybe a home warranty would be a nice thing to have, or you need an air conditioning tech, You should feel free to reach out to us because we really want to be that safe resource. You can always send us an email at this, it's info@thisopenhouseshow.com.
Or you can shoot a text message or a call to our cell here, 520-462-2611. That's 520-462-2611. Guys, again, thank you so much for joining us.
Right.
We'll see you next week.
And if you ever have any ideas for a show, let us know. Have a great week.